Prices are going up in Iraqi stores. Since mid-November, the dinar has declined against US dollar, losing about 10% of its value. Abu Ranad says he double checks price tags every time he comes to the supermarket.
Shoppers blame it on the dollar exchange rate because most of the products are imported. In this case, the government should pay our salaries in dollars.
The official exchange rate is fixed at 1,470 dinars per dollar. But recently it's been trading as high as 1,600. Since November, the U.S. has tightened the rules on international transfers to prevent money laundering. It's reduced cash flows to Iraqi banks by about 80%.
It's clear the U.S. Federal Reserve is scrutinizing foreign transfers from Iraq, especially to those countries unfriendly with the U.S., such as Iran, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen. Consequently, Iraq's daily wire transfers from the U.S. have been cut from $240 million to only $22 million on a day.
The government has launched a campaign to combat illegal currency trading and promised to hold further discussions with Washington to stabilize the exchange rate.
This is one aspect of an economic challenge that requires a brave response and practical solutions to end the wrong financial policies inherited by the current government.
In the meantime, the Prime Minister has extended credit to small businesses by $500 million. Despite government promises to contain the depreciation, many Iraqis are worried about an increase in prices ahead of the holy month of Ramadan, especially in imports such as gas and wheat. A number of currency exchanges have stopped trading until there is more certainty about rates. Some Iraqis blame the central bank for the shortage of dollars. Others accuse the United States of weaponizing the dollar. Either way, it's the Iraqi people who bear the brunt of the changes. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.